Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres will be wrapping up their latest set with the Dodgers, and we've got Jesse Agler and Bill Center here busting their butts to put on a good show for you.
They work so hard every night here at Petco Park to try and keep the fans entertained and give them stuff.
And there's nothing more entertaining than Jesse and Bill, and of course their producer Blooper, although Bill still thinks he could do Blooper's job.
You couldn't do what he's doing.
You never asked me.
You know, there's a reason.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You mean, in other words, we could kick him out right now and I could slide over there?
If you wanted to give it a shot right now, if you want to try and carry the segment... Absolutely.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Bill Center.
Welcome to Padre Social Hour. It is the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Final game of a four-game series between the Padres and the Dodgers is coming up.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. And then tomorrow, Labor Day, another day game. Back-to-back day games. I love day baseball.
Four-game series with the Rockies making up for that rainout on
Thursday. Yeah, that's right. If you've got one of your old pocket schedules from the beginning of the season, it'll look like Thursday is an off day. It is not.
Right.
It is a 12:40 game against the Colorado Rockies. That weird July rainout against the Rockies. Sunday game against Colorado will be made up this Thursday. But we'll get to the Rockies, and we'll get to the makeup game and everything else coming up. We've got a lot to get to today as the Padres try and even this series with the Dodgers. Two games apiece. Last night, a 2-0 victory for Los Angeles. Tyson Ross was good. Alex Wood, I guess, a little bit better and got the run support. And that was it, really, 2-0.
And got the run support.
Yeah, the two runs.
Well,
that was it.
Right, I mean, against Ross, he got the run.
He got the run. One run scored with the two starters in the game, and it was scored by the Dodgers. So they win 2-0 to take a 2-1 advantage in this four-game series. We'll talk more about last night, but I want to get to some injury stuff right out of the chute here. So we'll do our AMR injury report, Bill. Josh Johnson. He has had a tough couple years. I guess that's an understatement, probably. But last year, the Padres bring him in with a one-year contract with a team option for this season.
Right.
And he pitches in spring training, and then the elbow, and he needs a Tommy John surgery, the second of his career. And he does not pitch for the Padres in a game last season. They do not pick up the option. But he ends up signing a very team-friendly one-year contract for this year.
Right.
And again, tries to come back. And at one point, it looked like he was going to be off and going, and then there was a setback, and then he was shut down for a while. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Over the course of this entire season, Josh Johnson finally, a couple nights ago, gets an opportunity to pitch in a rehab assignment game. For the first time in forever, he's pitching in a real game. You know, it's not spring training. It's the real thing. And he lasted four pitches.
Right.
Four pitches. And he felt some discomfort against one batter for the Visalia team. He was pitching for Elsinore, and he took himself out of the game, which was the absolute right thing to do. It's what they tell you. Hey, you're coming back. Like, if you feel anything in there, get yourself out of there. So he lasted just four pitches the other night, and this morning we found out, I guess, officially from Fred Ullman Jr. in the Padre front office that he will be shut down for the rest of the year. He will go visit Dr. Andrews, assumingly in Birmingham, on Tuesday, and then kind of take it from there. Fred did say that Josh wants to pitch again, but two Tommy John surgeries into this thing, boy, oh boy, you just feel for JJ.
You're right. He does want to pitch again. I mean, you can tell that just by the amount of work he's put in 2 years here to get it back. You know, there is a possibility of a third Tommy John surgery. It's been done before. 31, I mean, he's still got, if he could ever figure out or find a way, he still has, we're talking about one of the truly aces in the National League when he was healthy before all this started to happen. And of course you saw him in Florida, but
yeah.
this is a really quality arm and a quality person. As Fred was saying today, and we've seen it, nobody has worked harder to get back into the game than Josh Johnson. Normally, a Tommy John injury means you're going to be away for a year, and normally a pitcher in that situation, you can go home and rehab. You can sit, you can do some of the exercises on your couch watching TV. Josh Johnson made the commitment to be here all the time. He was in the clubhouse before every home game, and even when they were on the road, he would work out here at Petco Park. I give him high marks. I'd love to see it work out for him, but this was a devastating setback. I mean,
yeah,
the speed on the radar gun on his second and third pitches was 79 miles an hour.
Yeah, and this is a guy who threw in the mid-90s.
Right,
mid-90s. You know, when he was healthy. Right. So, obviously something's not right. So, look, I wanted to bring this up at the start of the show for a couple of reasons. One was to just get, the information out there. Right. That was new news today. Although, obviously, when he was out of the game the other night with Elsinore, you knew it wasn't going to be good news. But officially being shut down now for the remainder of the season. And we'll go visit Dr. James Andrews on Tuesday. But the other reason I wanted to bring this up right out of the chute was because I knew – some of the responses we're going to get to this, and here's an example. We're putting this guy on an example. He's going to be the guy we're using here on Twitter, okay? And I've already seen a decent amount of this. First of all, don't be a jerk, okay?
Right.
He writes, he needs to put the Padres on his payroll for 2 years of paid rehab. Let's start like here. The contract he signed this season, incentive laden, he knew the situation. He felt badly about what happened last year. Two, the Padres made a decision to sign him full well knowing that all of this stuff was going on. Three, be a human being maybe. Four, and this goes to what you were just talking about, Josh Johnson did not go home to Las Vegas. He did not rehab away from the team on his own. He was here and in this clubhouse and in the dugout, working with these young guys, helping other people on this team, being a member of this team, despite the fact that this dude in his big league career has never thrown a pitch in a regular season game in a Padre uniform.
Right.
He's been a Marlin. He's been a Blue Jay. He pitched a little bit in spring training last year for San Diego, and he pitched four pitches for Lake Elsinore the other day in a regular season game. That's it as far as in-game regular season for the Padres. But he, as a professional, as a teammate, as a good guy to be around, stayed around here, and he earned money.
Right.
Okay? So just get over it.
Can I add to that?
Yeah, of course.
He signs the contract in 2013, in the winter of 2013-14. They do an examination. That ligament looks good. He looks fine. Any pitcher can have a ligament blow at any given time. It's a risk. Corey Lupke, for example. Now, he endured a ton of pain over the last 2 years trying to get back into the field. He could have just said, I've got my $8 million and retired and had all the money he needs. When you are rehabbing from Tommy John surgery, you are going through, I don't like to use the word, but you are in Hades. There's a lot of pain involved. There's a lot of setbacks. It takes 1 year at the minimum, 2 years, and there's a lot of pain involved. This is a guy who fought who fought like you cannot imagine. Like few other guys have fought to come back.
Yeah. So, again,
I got him very high on my all-time list. In fact, I wrote my column today on my five thoughts on Padres.com is on the fact that this is a guy you should respect for how hard he did work to come back.
Yeah, he set a good example. He was a good teammate. He was around. The Padres knew what the risks were when they signed him to these contracts. And again, we just picked on the one guy who tweeted it, but I've seen a lot of that over the last few days from people. Like, get over it. Just have some compassion and understand this guy wasn't out there stealing money at night, when the doors were locked and the lights were off. He was working his tail off trying to make a contribution to this team, and when he could not physically do that for things that were out of his control, he made contributions in other ways.
Plus, last winter, he did have better offers from a couple other teams. He felt he owed the Padres to come back here. He took almost the minimum for somebody of his veteran level to come back here to sign a contract. And so he had better offers. So he made a commitment to the Padres. I've seen the emails, I've seen the tweets, and come on, people, get a clue.
There you go. And I'm sure it's a small percentage of people.
Right.
But just want to throw that out there. All right, so that is the latest on Josh Johnson. And again, the newsy portion of this is that he's being officially, no surprise, of course, shut down for the remainder of the season. We'll visit Dr. Andrews on Tuesday, take it from there. He has said he wants to pitch again. And so obviously we'll see what happens with that. That is the AMR Injury Report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical response team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amr-sandiego.com. All right, so we've got a lot to get to.
I got one more question.
Yes.
If he were to say, I'll accept a minor league contract this next year to come back.
Let's wait and see what Dr. Andrews says
right,
on
right.
Tuesday.
But, okay, say that Dr. Andrews said, boy, it looks like if you just rehabbed it, rest it for a while, would you give him a minor league contract?
Yeah, why not?
A minor league contract.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
That's easy. But if there's surgery involved and if Dr. Right. Andrews says to him, hey, we got to go back in there and check these things out, I don't know that he would even be able to try and pitch next year. You're talking about two years from now. And then, all
right.
bets are off.
Right.
So, we'll see. Anyway, that's the Josh Johnson situation. Hopefully he gets some good news on Tuesday, but you never know. We'll hold our breath for him. All right, so plenty to get to. Your tweets, your questions, and your comments are welcome. Send them in using the hashtag PadresSH. That's how you join our conversation socially. You can also go to Padres.com/social hour to chat live with other fans. Becky is in there hanging out. And obviously you can also watch the show there and listen to the show live, Padres.com/social hour. We'll take a break when we come back. Plenty more to come. Talk about last night's 2-0 loss to the Dodgers. Talk about today. Andrew Cashner will be out on the mound against Brett Anderson. And on top of all of that, we're also going to give away another set of those Matt Kemp cycle cards. The autographed Matt Kemp baseball cards. It's a little set, a single, a double, a triple, a homer, and a cycle. And we'll give those out to somebody a little bit later on in the show. So we'll have some fun today. Don't miss your chance to see the Lego movie on the largest video board in the National League from the field here at Petco Park. Movie on the Field Night, September 27th, following the game against the Diamondbacks, which is at 110. Tickets to watch the movie on the field are only available at Padres.com/movie. Padres.com/movie. So last night, Will Ferrell takes the field. September 27th, Will Ferrell's in that too, in the Lego movie. So that's coming up later this month. Padres.com for those special tickets. Take a break. Come back. Talk about last night's game against the Dodgers. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United. Beautiful Sunday afternoon at Petco Park. We're here in the AMR studio. Game 4 against the Dodgers coming up at 1:10. It'll be Andrew Cashner making his fourth start of the year against the Dodgers and Brett Anderson making his first start against the Padres since he was in Oakland Athletic in 2009.
Right.
So that's a little bit different for those two guys. We'll talk about last night's game real quick. I don't want to make this a big point of conversation, but Jason Stark wrote a thing today that's got the baseball world like up in arms. He basically wrote a column supporting Zach Greinke for the National League Cy Young Award over Clayton Kershaw based solely on ERA. He said, forget all those other stats. And so a lot of the sabermetric community is like, whoa, Jason Stark. What are you doing? He's saying ERA is it. And to me, there's a difference between the ERA title and the Cy Young. That's right. Why they're not the same thing. But anyway, like I said, I don't want to get too far into it. But the thing that stood out to me maybe more than anything else was that Jason Stark writes this whole article, taking this position, and he screwed up like the most basic of facts right at the beginning. Like in the first paragraph, or graph, as you writers would say, of the article, he says, when Zach Greinke takes the hill for his next start against the Padres on Sunday, Zach Greinke is not starting today.
Right.
So, you kind of lose a little bit of the credibility of the thing when you screw up the most basic fact right out of the chute. Look, Jason Stark's got a lot of money in the bank when it comes to, baseball fans. We respect
right.
him. We like him, blah, blah, blah. But, if I'm reading an article and you're trying to convince me of something, maybe knowing when the guy is next going to pitch would be a good place to start. I'll just say that.
Right. I know what happened. He looked at the rotation, and this is when Greinke's supposed to start.
Yeah, but that's been new. Right. It's been known for like three or four days. Here's a good
days.
Thing. Right. We always talk about the MLB.com
right.
at-bat app, right?
Right.
It's very
it's right
simple.
There.
Let
okay.
me indicate to you how this works. I've got my old iPhone here. I click one time, and it brings up the MLB.com at-bat app, and then I'm able to go to scores, one more touch of the thing. And right here at the front, Dodgers, Padres, Anderson, and Cashner, even with their little pictures in there.
Yes.
Like, I know that Brett Anderson has a ginger beard from looking at this.
Been there for 3 days.
That's right, and I can scroll to tomorrow and see who's supposed to pitch. Well, it's actually TBD for the Rockies, so I can't do that yet, but I see that Ian Kennedy and his ginger beard are going to pitch tomorrow. So that's all Jason Stark had to do. Again, my point is, if you're going to try and convince people of something, at least get, like, the basic facts of stuff right. That's what I have to say.
You're
about
wound
that.
Up today.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of thing. But anyway, Greinke, Kershaw, they're both really good for the Dodgers. That's lovely for them.
Who do you have as your Cy Young pick?
I'm not doing that. I'm not going down the rabbit hole with you. The other thing I would say is there's a month to go. A lot can change between now and October 4th.
Right.
One of those guys could get lit up three or four, probably not, but hopefully one of those guys gets lit up three or four times.
In the next 2 days.
Yeah, between now and the end of the season. So anyway, that is that. All right, so last night, 2-0. Tyson Ross, a run on 5 hits in 6 innings. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. He took the loss, and now in his career, Tyson Ross 0-6 against the Dodgers with a 2.67 ERA. What do you think of that, Jason Stark? A 2.67 ERA, and he's 0-6, and it was just kind of more of the same last night. He was good. He was good enough, and Pat Murphy said it on the bench about an hour ago. He goes, hey, you give up 2 runs to that lineup, you feel like you're going to have a pretty good chance to win. Not the case yesterday, and credit to Alex Wood. Not dominant, not overpowering, but he was good. 7 shutout innings, 3 hits. I don't know what else you can say.
Really funky. Alex Wood is really funky. He throws he really strides with his leg, and then his arm comes long after it in sort of a whipping fashion. It's a very unusual pitching motion.
Whipping is good. Little slingshot, whatever it is.
But the leg so far in front of the arm, I mean, most pitching coaches would look at that and go, stop. But the thing about Tyson Ross last night is he did not have his good stuff. His slider was not there, and he really battled. Did a great job of figuring out what he had working for him, which wasn't really a lot, and then pitching around it. I thought he did a great job.
You know
you're off. You know you're missing your spots when you bounce a curveball behind Chase Utley, and Utley looks at it and sort of grins because he knows what Tyson's going through as major leaguers. You know, there was no intent there. That one just got away.
Yeah.
But I thought Tyson did a great job, especially fighting with what he had and what he didn't have last night.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, we've seen the slider at its best this year a lot, and it wasn't last night, but he was still really, really good. And you pitch as many innings as he did, allowing as few runs as he did. You got to say thumbs up to Tyson Ross, and sometimes them's the breaks, I guess.
Right.
As Mudd would say, that's a big league hang with him for Tyson Ross.
Now, Tyson Ross has one of the best sliders in Major League Baseball. He ranks in the top three in swings and misses. The slider is devastating. Ground outs and swing and misses. He's right at the top of the major league chart tables. So you go out there, you got one of the best sliders in Major League Baseball, and it's good in the bullpen, and you get out to the mound and you can't throw it. I mean, that is a deep hole. And a lot of pitchers over the years, you don't have your best pitch, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah.
And he fought through it. That shows me an awful lot.
Yeah, no, he was, all things considered, really, really good last night. That's a great point. And it was one of the things I noticed early on. You know, not only did the slider look a little bit different, but maybe more indicative of anything, the results, there were more fly balls, more pop-ups, which you almost never see from Tyson Ross.
More 3-1 counts.
That too.
Right.
It's a lot of ground balls, and it's a lot of strikeouts when he's on. And those things existed last night. You know, certainly don't want to say overly critical of him, but it wasn't at his best.
No,
but still, he was really good. Alex Wood, though, got it done on the other side. Matt Kemp, meanwhile, extended the on-base streak to 25 consecutive games. He had 2 of the 3 hits that the Padres managed in the game.
Right,
last night.
Had 2 of the 3 hits. I'm putting an asterisk in that game. I didn't like the fact that he got picked off at first without diving back into the bag.
Was it the dive or just sort of the quickness of the going back to first? And you don't give an asterisk for getting picked off, by the way. Relax, Judge Landis.
Right. Like, well, I don't get – getting picked off is one thing, not diving back into the bag when you saw the move.
Got it.
That's – I mean, you got to get the jersey dirty there. If he dives back to the bag, you can't – I don't think Adrian can make that tag.
Probably right. Probably right. I think it was just – it was a weird one, right?
Right. He's got a really unusual – Alex Wood has a very quick, unusual pickoff move, and that's what caught him. I mean, it caught him off guard, but still, you've got to dive back into the bag. You don't take a stride to get back.
Yeah, I think it was just a really good, quick move, and it was close. And I don't have a problem not sliding, but you're right. I mean, if that throw doesn't happen to be right there, it's different. You know, I mean, it just sort of was like a perfect storm for Alex Wood, the fact that he did go in standing and that the throw did happen to be belt high. I mean, that's almost, I don't want to say accidental, but it was fortunate for Alex Wood. It worked out nicely for him, and it was unfortunate for Matt Kemp. But I get what you're saying, and obviously that was a big moment. That was a big moment
because,
of the game.
Okay, because he gets picked off in a 3-2. The count is 3-2 on Upton. And you get picked off there, and Upton strikes out on the next pitch. So you've got two outs in like 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work out awesome that way. Andre Ethier back in the lineup for the Dodgers last night. He had fouled a pitch off himself on Wednesday, and he hadn't started since. And he scored both runs. And he led off an inning like four times.
Four times, it was
like double, single. He was all over the place last night.
And he scored from second on that short pop to left field. I mean, that showed me something.
That was great base running.
Great base running. Absolutely right.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, it was just a little looper into left, and depending on where you were in the ballpark, it certainly looked like Justin Upton might have an opportunity to catch that one, and he read it all the way, and he went do or die.
Right.
And ended up coming around to score, one of the two runs in the ball game last night. But you're right. I mean, it was just a little looper into left. He had it all the way, and he scored easily on that play. And that was good base running, really good base running.
He picked that up perfectly. I mean, he had an angle in that ball nobody else had.
Yeah, he's a good baseball player. I guess that's what good baseball players do. Attendance was 43,536 last night. Great buzz, great energy. Look, Saturday night against the Dodgers, you know it's going to be fun here. But you had the Will Ferrell stuff going on. They did such a good job showing like the movie clips between innings and everything like that. Aside from the result of the game, it really was like an energetic, fun night here at Petco Park.
The Will Ferrell thing was just – and for the cause that he did it for, everything about that, the Will Ferrell thing, even in spring training, it was a fun time.
Yes.
It was very nicely done.
It was nicely done. So that was cool last night.
Yeah,
and I liked that he was, like, laughing along with it and having some fun. I don't know. Sometimes you think celebrities, like, they get uncomfortable with that kind of thing or they're going to be grumpy about it. But they were showing a lot of his greatest hits on the video board between innings. And he was laughing and smiling and clapping and having fun with the other 43,000, however many people that were in here. So that was cool. One other thing I want to highlight from last night's game, then we'll take a break, come back, and we got a bunch of good Twitter questions coming in. A defensive play. How about our Montalvo Tequila smooth play of the game? Tyson Ross and Derek Norris. We're going to co-gift the award to those two guys. Tyson Ross went Derek Jeter off the mound, right? He went Derek Jeter off the mound with the jump throw, and Derek Norris having to make the good play over at first base. Oh, Yazzie, you want to try and bunt for a hit?
Right.
Not on my watch.
And Norris coming across the bag and still keeping a trade. There was another really good defensive play in that game. Myers going into right center to make that catch.
Yeah, that was a good running catch.
But not as good as that play.
No, I like the Tyson Ross jump throw.
No,
and Derek Norris, not a lot of experience over at first base. And they all tell you footwork. That's the thing that gets you. And that's tricky footwork for Derek Norris, but nicely done. Leaving the bag with one foot, but then getting on top of it with the other. That's our Montalvo Tequila smooth play of the game. Montalvo Tequila is triple distilled, exceedingly smooth, and locally owned Montalvo Tequila, where craft meets craft. We'll take a break, and when we return, Bill, Twitter questions are coming in using that hashtag PadresSH. We'll get to those, see what people are talking about, and have some fun. We'll also give away the autographed Matt Kemp cards coming up in a little bit. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Your questions when we return. Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour, presented by United with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Hope everybody's having a good, fun, safe Labor Day weekend. It's a good grilling weekend.
Yes.
Get outside, throw some burgers and dogs down there. That'd be fun.
This is actually one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Labor Day?
Tops July 4th.
Why?
Because it's like the...
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say ever that Labor Day was their favorite holiday.
It's the end of summer. It's like the
unofficial end. Yeah.
Right. It's like the everything just sort of wrapped up. I always enjoyed Labor Day.
Why would you like the end of summer though? People dread the end of summer because then it's back to school and baseball's ending.
But you've got baseball ending. You've got football starting. It's just to me, it's always been a good holiday.
Interesting.
Right.
I mean, it's a fine holiday. Right. I don't mind it. I like day games. You know, when you're a kid, you don't have to go to school, which is nice because school just kind of started, and it's an early day off to allow you to catch your breath and, you know, maybe get one more, moment of summer as a kid. But I've never heard a person say that Labor Day is their favorite holiday before.
Well, Memorial Day, Labor Day are both the same to me.
Okay, so they're equal planes.
Right.
The sort of unofficial beginning of summer and the unofficial end of summer.
And the Indy 500.
Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
You love your race cars, Bill. Yes, you do. Zach on Twitter, by the way, Mr. Center, wants to know if you will wear one of the superhero masks. We've got one here. We've got a pink one. It's very nice. That's the special thing today. It's Superhero Day here at Petco Park. What do you think?
No.
No?
I got to wear my glasses or I can't see.
No,
anything.
You can put them under your glass. Blooper will demonstrate for you how you can wear them under the glasses.
I'm not a big superhero person.
No, but I mean, you don't have to be.
Right. I saw how you looked in those masks.
Mark Grant, I thought, looked really good.
And I defer to you.
Have we burned that video yet, or is that? No, he still got it. That's good. I was hoping Seth would have right-clicked.
Right, gotten rid of that video.
Right-clicked trash.
You know, it's amazing the things we do have to do at times, isn't it?
I mean, I'm a team player.
Right.
Whatever you need. So today is Superhero Day. Yeah, that's the other night,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes.
Monday night. You know, you come in, you got a new tie on, you're feeling good, you got a fresh haircut.
And they say, wear this.
It works. But I think, I thought Mark looked, mine's a little crooked, I just noticed. Mark looks good, though. I think Mark could wear that full time. I think that could be his thing.
Lucre, I mean, what's the masked Mexican wrestlers?
Yeah, the luchador mask?
Right.
Yeah. That's a little bit. Yeah, those are more full.
Yeah,
full
those
faced.
Are full, but Mudd's sort of got that look.
Yeah, no, he does. He's a bigger guy.
And the bald head. Makes...
Yeah, sure. You might look good in one of those. We probably got one in the team store. I think they sell Padre ones.
Right, no.
What about that?
No.
You could be a professional wrestler.
You got me in two crazy-looking hats already. You're not going to...
I don't know what you're talking
turning
about.
Turning me into a mannequin here.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so we said we're going to give away that set of Matt Kemp cycle cards, part of the Compadres Rewards Program. Padres.com/compadres for more information. And one of them is autographed. So we'll give away a set of those on social media coming up in a little bit. A couple of days ago, we gave away a set of those cards to somebody here who came by the show. This time, we'll do it to somebody online. And maybe you're local, maybe you're not. It gives everybody an opportunity to win. So stay tuned. We'll do some Twitter trivia coming up next segment. And people can have an opportunity to win that. We pick up, though, the Twitter questions with the Jellyman. And his comment is such that he says, it seems like pitching is on beam. I guess that's the thing the kids are saying. It's the offensive inconsistency that is killing the Padres. Now, after yesterday's game, I certainly understand what he's talking about, but if we were to be having this conversation yesterday after the Dodgers hit 5 home runs in the previous game, I would say, well, maybe it's more about pitching than it is hitting, and maybe that is the whole point, right? Is that it's been a little bit of everything at different times this year.
It's been early on. It was the starting pitching. Then it was the bullpen. Then the hitting. We had that streak where they had a lot of shutouts. And then the hitting comes around. The bullpen sort of struggles. There hasn't been a consistent everything hitting on all cylinders all year.
No, there really hasn't. And maybe little stretches, 9-10-day stretches, and they go 7-2 or they go 6-3 over the course of 3 series. But then, it goes kind of back down the other way. And it's been that maddening inconsistency this year for the Padres. And like you said, early on they were tearing the cover off the ball, but the starting pitching wasn't, going as well. And then there were times when the starters were great and the offenses disappeared. And, the last couple nights, it's the microcosm thing. Last night, Tyson Ross, really good, allows just one run, and they get shut out.
Right.
The night before, the Padres put up all kinds of runs. They're hitting the ball out of the park. But the Dodgers hit 5 homers and scored even more runs. And it's kind of been that way, one way or the other, it seems like, most times this year.
Right. Right now, I think they're really suffering from the loss of Mauer and Sean Kelly in the bullpen.
Yeah, it's thin out there.
Right, because the back end's still okay, Benoit and Kimbrel, but the middle bullpen right now where – Mauer and Kelly had really been outstanding in June and July and the very first part of August. with their injuries, that the middle of the bullpen sort of falling apart.
Yeah, no, that's certainly part of it. But I would then go back to those starting pitchers. You know, right. if you're going five innings
right.
every night,
work a little deeper.
You're going to burn them
right.
out.
Right.
And look, the reality is, like Shields the other day, he battled for five. He can't go out and pitch a sixth inning at that point.
Right.
You know, with the way it was going for him in the pitch count. I mean, I shouldn't say he can't, but it's right. not the prudent thing to do. You know, so you would love to see, you know, more efficiency more regularly right. out of the starting pitchers. And Tyson was good last night in that category.
Right. Well, but it took Tyson 99 pitches to get through six.
Yeah.
Took, the night before, it took Shields 96 to get through five.
Yeah.
That's – you need better than that.
It's all connected.
Yes.
It's like the hip bones
right.
connected to the toe or
anyone,
whatever the song
it's
is.
It's not – you can't just say it's the starting pitching or the relief pitching or the offense.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit of everything.
You cannot just drop it on one group.
Right.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And that's why it's been the way it's been.
And by the way,
yes.
Jellyman's one of the more interesting he's always got good tweets out there.
You like Jellyman?
I enjoy seeing Jellyman's tweets.
There are two Jellymans now. Jellymen, I suppose. There's an imposter of some kind.
Is that right?
There's another Jellyman. I don't know if it's another guy whose name is actually Jellyman or if it's a guy sort of mocking original Jellyman, but
okay.
there are now two Jellymen.
I didn't
just
know
be aware of that. You don't want to be fooled.
So one of them might be Mark C. Jellyman and
something like that.
Right.
Yeah. The original Jellyman is a chemical engineer who served in the Navy.
Wow.
He's like a real guy.
Okay.
A chemical engineer.
That's the one that I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the original.
Right.
OJ, original Jellyman.
OJ. That just came into your head. That's great.
Hey, join the Padres for Pedal at the Park, a radio telethon and cycling event coming up next weekend, September 12th, benefiting Pedal the Cause and local cancer research centers. Participate in a one-hour cycling class on the field featuring a DJ. We'll have the game at San Francisco up on the big board. There's a post party and more. To register, visit Padres.com/pedal, Padres.com/pedal. It's going to be a big deal next Saturday. We'll be here all afternoon, that telethon taking place in this studio, like 5.5 hours trying to raise money for cancer research centers here in the San Diego area. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll give away those Matt Kemp cards. One is autographed, and also take more of your questions, comments, etc. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
All right, AMR studio at Petco Park, Labor Day Sunday with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Blooper's here. Becky's here. Larry's here. The whole crew hanging out, having a good time, getting ready for the fourth game of this series against the Dodgers. Andrew Cashner will be out on the mound for San Diego. He takes on Brett Anderson tonight. We're going to give away those Matt Kemp baseball cards, one of which is autographed in a couple of minutes, the cycle set from the Compadres Rewards Program. They're really cool. But before that, Bill... the other day we had Summer Barmas in here and Kristen Eck, Clint Barmas' wife and Derek Norris' fiance. And last night they had that great fundraiser where they did the baskets and it was a silent auction situation raising money right. for the Monarch School here in San Diego. I believe the grand total came in at about $48,000 raised for the Monarch School last night.
Oh, that's great because the Monarch School is really one of those charities that's, you know, you don't hear about it a lot. The Padres have been hooked up with the Monarch School for years. Started with Will Venable and Nick Hundley, and that's a great. That is a school for disadvantaged and homeless children, and it's a great thing to be involved with. I've been there.
Absolutely. So kudos to the players
Absolutely.
And their families who put those baskets together and to all the fans who bid last night.
Right.
$48,000 raised
that's
in
great.
One night
that's
at Petco Park for the Monarch School. So that's outstanding, and congratulations to everybody. All right, so here's how Matt Kemp card trivia is going to work. We're going to give away this set of special Matt Kemp cards. First of all, take a look at these things. They're really nice, and they're a good quality. So it's five cards in the set, one single, one double, one triple, one homer, and one that says the cycle, commemorating Matt Kemp's cycle at Colorado, of course. And we've got the one is autographed. So you get all five cards, including the autographed cycle card. Maybe you frame these, you put them in a book, whatever. And so we got another set of these cards to give away, and we're going to do it with trivia. I'm not going to give the question yet, but I'm going to give everybody the instructions on how to answer, because this always trips people up. I don't want anybody tripping, okay? So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask the question.
Okay.
And then to answer, you're going to write at Padres on Twitter. So you're going to write to the Padres account, and you're going to answer the question, and you are going to use the hashtag PadresSH. So there are three components here. One, write to the Padres. Two, give the correct answer. And three, use the hashtag PadresSH. If you are the first person to do all of those things, which really aren't that tough,
right.
But if you're the first person to write to the Padres with the correct answer and the hashtag, you will win the cards. Simple, right?
Right.
Okay, so before this segment ends, we'll let you know what the question is.
Remember last year's show when you had one of these and I blurted out the answer?
We'll not do that this time,
no,
please.
No, I will.
I don't want to have to think of a second question.
Yeah, I gotcha. I remember last year the look on your face. And
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. You were new. You were new to this.
Right.
Radio was a whole new thing to you. Contests was a challenge. Hey, so there's a guy on Twitter. We'll put his question up in just a second, Ed. I call him Cranky Ed. And
right?
I love Cranky Ed. I think he's out in East County somewhere.
There's another one.
Maybe he's like a dirt farmer. I don't know. But Ed is like a really, really cranky guy. But I love Cranky
you
Ed.
You mean he's growing dirt?
It's a joke. It's just a joke.
Right.
It's just a joke. But I like Ed. And,
right,
and
but I know what
sometimes
you mean.
He makes really like valid points. His level of crankiness this year has actually fluctuated quite a bit. There have been times when he's been very cranky and times when he's been less cranky and more pleasant to see on Twitter. But he's cranky again. Ed says, hey, Jesse and Bill, regarding promotions and concerts and fireworks, I'd gladly give all of these up to see a winning team on the field. Cranky again. Now, Ed is not a dumb guy.
Right.
He's a smart guy. Ed, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're just venting here. But just in case you're not, or there's somebody else who feels the same way, let me explain very quickly that those two things have nothing to do with one another. They are not mutually exclusive.
Right.
The fireworks and the fun things that people enjoy coming out to the ballpark for do not stop the team from being a winning team.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Hey, if I had to pick one or the other, I'd rather the team be good. Well, so would all of us. But the good news, Cranky Ed and everybody else, is you don't have to choose one or the other. And in fact, you can have both. Unfortunately, right now, for the Padres. The on-field winning hasn't been what we've all hoped and expected it would be, but the other stuff, still a good time at Petco Park for the family.
Right, and I like the other stuff. I like the fireworks. I like the pod squad throwing balls. I like all the things. I can remember back when, you know, baseball was just basically baseball. Now a baseball game, just not here, in a lot of places.
Everywhere.
Is a production, and it increases the entertainment value, and that's good for the fans.
It is. It is very good
right.
for the fans. Total side note, but related to that, you know, I was in Philadelphia and Washington with the team last week. I've gotten a chance to go to a bunch of places this year, which has been a lot of fun. I would say this to Padre fans. The video board, and we all love it, right? This funny stuff between innings and everybody, SD and HD, Padres Productions, the music videos, Upton Funk. We've all really enjoyed that stuff this year. You know, I think even Cranky Ed, when he's come out to Petco Park, he's enjoyed that this season. I can tell you in all honesty, it is so much better here than anywhere else I've been this season. Like, not even in the same universe. So I hope as Padre fans, we never take for granted the fact that the stuff on the video board is as entertaining and fun and compelling and engaging as it is, because it's just like head and shoulders. And I'm not just saying this to be a homer. I'm telling you, like, going to these other places, it's not even like in the same ballpark, pun intended, as what takes place here.
I will honestly, and you know, I'm old school. I have been so impressed with what they've done with the video board this year. Not only is it big, but the different numbers they've gotten up, like all night long and just enough. I mean, they are really – now I hear all night long, and I almost have Matt Kemp going through my mind. It has been amazing what they've done with that video board. It's just not big. It has really been very nicely packaged.
Yes, it has. So anyway, I just don't want people taking that for granted.
No.
Because everywhere else, it's terrible.
Right.
There's some really bad ones out there. And they're nice boards. Big screens, but terrible. Just terrible. I'm not afraid to say it. All right, so let's give away those
Matt
Kemp cards.
The only thing that we need here, we need to come up with some type of a friar race. Like they have the president's race in Washington.
Oh, you want on the field.
Right.
Now, let me tell you about the president's race. It's gone off the rails. It's gone off the rails. First of all, they added Calvin Coolidge this year. So
he was really slow.
well, they got all these, like, guys. Right. You know, at one point it was the Mount Rushmore right. guys, yeah. and then they added Taft, and he's got yeah. a baseball connection. I get right. it. I think Coolidge, same kind of thing. I think maybe right. he started the seventh-inning stretch tradition because he once got up in the middle of the seventh inning, and everybody stood, and that's how this is. So there's a baseball connection there. But the president's race is no longer pure in Washington.
Right.
One of the games we were there, they were giving away gnomes, like garden gnomes at the game. So they had two guys on the field dressed as gnomes.
No.
And when the presidents came around, the gnomes with their giant baseball bats started taking the presidents out as they approached. So now you have this weird thing where Abe Lincoln is getting hit in the back of a head with a baseball bat and going face down. At other times this year, the Easter Bunny has jumped out and tackled presidents.
Yeah, I saw that one.
The Geico Gecko. Has interfered in the races. I think the president's race thing has come and gone. That's me.
Well, that's
I got to give away these cards. We have no more time to discuss races. I'm sorry. Blooper says we must break and we must give away these cards. So we told you how to answer the trivia question. Write to Padres, at Padres on Twitter, using the hashtag PadresSH with the correct answer. If you're the first person to follow those directions, you win the Matt Kemp autographed cards. And the question is this. Matt Kemp's cycle in Colorado was the first in Padre history. There is now just one team that has never hit for the cycle. What is that team? First person to correctly answer and follow the directions will win the Matt Kemp cards. At Evans Tire and Service Centers, buy two select tires and get two free. With quality name brand tires and 16 convenient locations, why shop anywhere else? Visit EvansTires.com, EvansTire.com, home of the buy two, get two. We'll take a break, come back. Hopefully somebody gets the trivia question right. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. It was not the most difficult trivia question in the world. It was not. The question was, now that Matt Kemp has the first cycle in Padre history, what is the only team to never have hit for the cycle? And we said the very first person to follow the directions and correctly answer would win the Matt Kemp cards, one of which is autographed. And the winner is Zach. Congratulations, ZachMan1997. He's another very active tweeter.
Right.
And he was first. He had the fastest fingers. Now, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. We were looking at it with Becky during the break. And again, this is a speed race as much as anything else. So Zach was first. Congratulations, Zach. You win the cards. Do you know who's second, Bill? Don't do it yet, Blooper. Do you know who's second?
Well, you told me.
Well, you still don't get how this works, do you?
No.
It's just to play along.
Okay.
This is not a joke. You know who's second? Go ahead.
Ta-da!
Cranky Ed was second. He came so close. Cranky Ed just a little bit faster, and you would have won the cards. Now he's going to be even more cranky.
Right, now he's going to be upset.
Poor Ed.
Right.
Oh, love
you,
Ed.
He was probably still boiling over what we were talking about.
He was distracted right. for that brief
yeah.
moment.
Right.
And unable to as quickly type as he needed to. All right, so congratulations, Zach. Becky will get your info. We'll send you the cards, and you can enjoy those Matt Kemp cycle cards. Let's take a look at the lineup for today's game. It is presented by United Airlines. Proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. We'll see if Blooper typed it incorrectly today. Yonhervis Solarte going to lead off and play third base. Jerko at shortstop. Again, after being at second last night, Kemp, Upton, Norris in the middle, Myers in center again, Spangy at second, Hedges, and Andrew Cashner. That looks correct to me, Bill, so that's the way the Padres line it up, and now it's time for the Supercuts head-to-head challenge.
Okay.
Last night, one party had Matt Kemp, who had two of the Padre three hits. One party had Tyson Ross, who was really good but
right.
took the loss. As a judge, jury, and executioner, I give the win last night to Tyson Ross.
I'm with you.
Okay. Was that the couch or was that Blooper who had Tyson Ross? I really didn't know. Blooper?
Me.
All right. Congratulations. So Blooper gets a point in the updated standings now. Oh, my goodness. That was a big one. That's a big swing last night. Blooper with a one-point lead over the couch. Now Bill and Blooper will choose from today's starting lineup who they think will have the biggest impact on the game. Who's got the first choice here? Bill has the first choice representing the couch. Who you got?
I'll take Kemp.
You're just going easy.
Right. I'm staying with the hot hand.
All right. He keeps getting on base, so he's a good guy to pick right now. He's definitely a good guy to pick right now. Blooper, who you got?
Solarte.
All right. It's Yonhervis and Matt today. That's the Supercuts head-to-head challenge. At Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail, the cut, the lines, the hot towel finish, so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up. Padres Social Hour concludes right after this.
from start to finish. It's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United. We're running out of time now, just about 40 minutes away from first pitch here at Petco Park. Bill, I've got to put you on the Cholula hot seat. The big dramatic story around baseball right now is Matt Harvey and the Mets. He thought there was a 180-inning limit on him. His agent, Scott Boras, kind of thought the same thing. The Mets are saying, hey, we're probably going to make the playoffs here, and we'd love to have you in October. Where do you come down on this situation?
I think that no matter what, you've got to. If you're in the playoffs, you've got to pitch. You have to pitch. It's a team game. It's not so much. I mean, yes, you want to have a long future. You have to pitch.
I'm with you, by the way. All right, Bill, nice job on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Day game again tomorrow on Labor Day. So we're back at 11:30. I'll be here with Pavakwa. Talk to you then, and enjoy the game.